gates and doors were barred, and all windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear of the day, I find the soldiers breaking through to drag us away. Just before the sunrise, heard something at the wall. The gate began to ring, the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street. Collecting swords and torches, the sounds of soldiers. There was no one there but Mary, lower down the letter in. John stood there beside me, she told us where she'd been. She said they moved in the night and none of us knows where. Something rolled away, and there was nothing but air. Both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. The empty tomb, just the way the Mary said. The winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. The general where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened here, what it was I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned it on. Circumstances, speculation, couldn't lift me very high. I'd seen him crucified, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house of death, the gift remained the same. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. Last it came to torches, but tonight I knew his name. Even if he was mine, it wouldn't be the same. Climbing in the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from me. Jesus stood before me, with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight in the sky. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted. Thank you.